You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Wednesday, the 14th of November. By the way, I told you that story I was reading from the Chicago Tribune, where they're talking about the red and the blue and how difficult it is to have conversations, and everybody's worried about going to Thanksgiving. And the co-founder of MoveOn.org is the person they quoted extensively through this story, because that's where you go for nuance and middle ground. She's founded something called Living Room Conversations, and she's promoting small-scale gatherings among people of differing viewpoints. And the organization now provides a do-it-yourself guidelines to conducting these discussions in your home. When did we have to have instruction how to have a conversation with another human being? And then she comes to the conclusion, and this is like where they make her look like, the positivity, Blade said, allows difficult conversations to become incredibly constructive. What I know now, she says, there are a lot of good people out there who agree with me completely, and that's important to know. Evidently didn't get some lessons early in life in her own home. That's front page news on how to talk about politics. Man, I used to think it was just the snowflakes, right? When did grown adults start acting this way? One person who would know that answer would be Congressman Roddy Davis, because he spent the last 18 months campaigning. Congressman, good morning. Congratulations officially on the win. A hard-fought one. You're used to those. Were you surprised by the results on election night?
I wasn't surprised at all. You know, I've said all along it was going to be a tough race. The Democrats were energized. History was not on the Republican side, and they drew this district. The Democrats in Springfield did in 2011 to elect a Democrat. So it was a close race, a little closer than I like, but I'm glad we prevailed, and I'm excited to be out here in D.C. for now our new member orientation and votes this week and get another 2 years to serve.
All right. I got to ask you, first, let me ask you about Champaign-Urbana, and then we'll get into some of the nuance of this article I was referencing about people being able to talk to each other. Champaign-Urbana, you look at the voter margin, you look at the record turnout of students, same-day registration, all of that. I want everyone in this country who is eligible to vote to vote. But there was a time in our lifetimes when college kids would mail in a ballot to vote back where they live, not where they spend some time, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe 4 years. Is it fair to a congressional district to have a large student body perhaps be able to have that sort of persuasion in an election in a place where they really don't technically live?
Well, they certainly had an impact in our race. Our worst margin of loss in Champaign, the gerrymandered areas that are in my district, was about 11,000 votes. But because of same-day registration and because of the increase in student turnout, we had to make up a 22,000-vote margin, and every Republican office holder in Champaign County got wiped out. The sheriff that's been a Republican for 80 years, wiped out. A new county executive that many thought would get 60% of the vote, lost by 6 points. These are implications that have had an effect on what I think are a lot of good people who are doing a very good job up there. So we got to do a better job as Republicans.
What are you going to do? I mean, how are you or any Republican going to go to a campus like the University of Illinois, where the professors are all on one side, kids are indoctrinated? I just think that we need to seriously look at that. These kids, if they stay and graduate, and I'm sure some of them live in Champaign-Urbana and go to the U of I, but you've got to believe the vast majority of that student body is from somewhere else.
Very true. And the unfortunate thing is, I don't believe that a Democrat supermajority in the Illinois General Assembly and a Governor J.B. Pritzker, who funded the GOTV programs for every Democrat in the state, is going to be itching to change what we saw last Tuesday.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. But I do think that the implications are something we need to look at. And as you said, down the party ticket on the ballot, you know, county office holders, you know, local office holders, because of kids being told just to go in and vote straight D.
Yeah, it had a tremendous impact there. It had a tremendous impact in other parts of my district. But, you know, my district was drawn to include 4 public universities, 4 private universities, it's always going to be a challenge to be able to get our message out to kids that, you know, come in and out once every 4 years.
All right. Now, you were accused during this election of not being, you know, available to the people. You know, we've not ever found you to be that way. Obviously, people in Macon County feel completely different about you because you had a pretty wide margin of victory here. Why do you think there's such a different opinion of Congressman Rodney Davis, depending on where you ask?
It's a narrative that the political opposition wanted to create. You know me, Brian. Paul Osborne knows me. You know we're always available. We're available to meet with constituents on a regular basis, and we've met with for countless hours with people who are just politically opposed to me, and that's okay. I mean, that's part of the job. And no matter what I would do, no matter the type of constituent service that is a 24-hour job that we take on, it's never going to be enough for those whose goal is to just beat me. And that's a narrative that they wanted to create, and in some areas, they were able to get that narrative through. And then it's my job now over the next 2 years to fight back against that narrative, just like you know that it's not true. I need to go into other areas and make sure they know, too.
All right. As you've spent the last, you know, number of months campaigning, the histrionics going on now in the national media, and Bob Woodward coming out this morning was really interesting, basically telling CNN that the answer is not to sue the White House, it's to do more serious reporting, that the media is sort of unhinged, and I agree with that. But when you get a front-page piece from the Chicago Tribune talking about how we have to have a supervised instruction on how to sit down in our living rooms and have a conversation, I don't find that to be the case. Do you find that as you're knocking on doors or talking to people? People in this country, I think, look at these big cities and the national press, and they think, these people have lost their minds. We still have conversations with each other?
We certainly do. But there are pockets of what I consider anti-Trump bubbles. You know, I got to remind people when I'm in D.C. sometimes in the Northern Virginia area, you live in the midst of an anti-Trump bubble. So the reality doesn't exist. And we need to get people out to places like Decatur. And people will see that we can have political conversations of different opinions all the time. You and I have done that for 6 years on many occasions. But it's unfortunate that this is what gets the attention for news, too, Brian. You know, the sheer fact that people are giving instructions on how adults should talk to each other, I agree with what you said before I came on the air. I thought we learned that when we were growing up.
Yeah, it seems like we've lost a lot of those lessons in this country. But I think it's not the majority. I think it's the few on both extreme sides, and then it is capitulated by the press and then made even bigger because that's just the drumbeat of what you get on the national news every day. That's where the concentration is. That's where the focus is. And yet, you know where I don't see it is my day-to-day life. I get off the air at 9 o'clock, and I don't have a bunch of run-ins and horrible fights with people all day long about politics.
No, and most people don't. It's just that you're exactly right. The far ends of the political spectrum on both sides get most of the attention, and all they do is show conflict. And that's part of what's frustrating for me, because I'm out here, get to the House floor last night, and a lot of my Democratic friends are giving me hugs and, you know, high fives. Hey, man, welcome back. Welcome back. We actually get along with each other. But we don't get the attention because we don't stand up and scream at each other. And that's what I think is very frustrating to those of us who realize that the majority of Americans clearly don't feel we need an instruction manual of how to talk to each other at Thanksgiving from somebody who works for MoveOn.org.
All right. What do you do now? What does the party do now? The situation has changed. You still have control of the Senate, but you guys have lost control. What's the power vacuum like in this type of situation? As people try to get, you know, minority leadership roles, as you try to sort of, as you said, work across the aisle, we don't know what the other side of the aisle is going to do. What's it like at this point in this, not really knowing what's coming next?
Well, a lot of it's still unknown for me. I've never served in the minority. And frankly, the way my district was drawn, I never expected to. I figured if Nancy Pelosi got the speaker's chair that I would have been thrown out. But now I get a chance to be here. Our leadership races are pretty calm at this point. I think you'll see Kevin McCarthy win as minority leader later today, and I get the privilege of being one of three people who nominate and second Steve Scalise for minority whip. You know my history with Mr. Scalise, and there's no one that's more courageous and showed true grit and perseverance than Steve, and he's done a great job, comes back to work 6 months after being shot and almost dying on the baseball field. Steve is my inspiration. And I think you'll see Liz Cheney, Dick Cheney's daughter, take over as what we call our conference chair, who runs our conference meetings and helps get our Republican message out. I think it'll be a great leadership team.
All right. The Democrats, will they learn anything from the Republicans dealing with the Tea Party folks?
No. I was sitting on a panel with one of my colleagues who runs the New Democrat Coalition. They're kind of the moderate Democrats. And he was saying, you know, there are so many moderate Democrats that are coming in that there's no way that this far left pressure is going to pressure the Democrats into moving to the left. And I chuckled and I said, you don't understand what you're going to have to deal with. And I think it came to a head yesterday when the new congresswoman from New York,
Cortez,
Ms. Cortez, protested Nancy Pelosi's office on climate change.
Yeah.
That's going to get it's things like that. It's acts like that that are going to suck up all of the attention that those of us who want to work and govern in the middle aren't going to get any opportunities to do so if all the Democrats are doing is dealing with their own and how far left can they go. So I certainly believe that they're going to be pulled to the left. I certainly believe Jerry Nadler is going to be forced to move on impeachment proceedings against the president and Brett Kavanaugh.
Okay, and if that happens, will the Republic or the Democrats not learn anything from the Republicans' lesson from Bill Clinton? Because that absolutely backfired on the entire party.
It certainly did. And as a matter of fact, I just had this conversation. I think Nancy Pelosi taking over the House probably puts President Trump in a much better position to get reelected than what he was if we would have kept control.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Congressman, congratulations on your reelection, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon, and best of luck on the bipartisan approach.
Hey, thank you, Brian. All right. See you guys.
Congressman Roddy Davis, live in Washington, D.C., back as our congressman. I don't know what the answer is on the student body election question. I don't know when that changed.
I don't either. I don't remember, you know.
I mean, are you technically a resident? I mean, I want to know, like, on the campus of University of Illinois, for instance, what are there, 40,000 students?
Oh, right. About that, yeah.
I mean, how many of them stay for 4 years? How many of them are gone after a year? How many of them stay 2 years? How many, you know, live there the entire time? How many stay in Champaign-Urbana, you know, with job offers afterwards? I mean, you know, I got to believe the vast majority is not there forever.
Yeah, I would think so.
Or even 4 years. And the congressman made a good point about, you know, not only his race, but if you looked at the local races over there, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people got thrown out of office just because these kids, and they're kids. I understand.
Yeah.
But the idea, if you had to make them mail in a ballot, you know, back to where they actually live, none of them would probably vote. But you get them all out, same day registration, lined up by the hundreds and thousands, and tell them to go vote straight D, and they do. That's mm-hmm. There's not much thought going into that vote.
No, that's just, I'm sorry, that's just being sheep.
Well, it is, but the Democrats, I think, justify it by going, well, we're going to do what's right by them, so whatever means necessary. And all the parties do that. But it did really change and impact the entire county there. And I don't know when that changed. We'll take a quick break, back with more time now for the Marquis Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquis Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their bean.
You gotta love your mom. Now that it's fall, she's a fountain of advice.
Make sure your wipers are working.
Okay, Mom.
How are your tires?
All check, Mom.
What about your brakes and your belts?
Mom, I got it.
Your mom knows those are all things you can take care of at Speed Lube. And Speed Lube has the best prices around. Plus, 6 area locations, including Clinton and Lincoln. And, of course, locations right here in Decatur. Speed Lube, more than just oil changes.
Now, when are you gonna find a nice girl?
Oh, Mom!
The St. Teresa Bulldogs are set up for the showdown of showdowns against the Maroa Foresight Trojans, with the winner going to the state championship. Bulldog fans, I'm Brett Cerfowski. Seth Greenwell joins me this Saturday from Bame Davis and Munfield for this epic battle of the unbeatens. The special Road to the State Championship tailgate show brought to you by Hickory Point Bank begins at 11:30. And then Dominic Smith kicks off the Dale South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs pregame show at 12:30 with kickoff at 1 o'clock. Right here on 1340 AM and 103.3 FM WSOY and streaming online at nowdecatur.com. Go Bulldogs!
What does experience mean to banking customers? I'm Corky Nicholson of Hickory Point Bank, and I can assure you that experience means more than just years of service. It means understanding the old and embracing the new. It means treating all customers as if they're the only customer, and it means making smart decisions that have a positive impact on the people of Decatur. Come to Hickory Point Bank and enjoy the benefits of our experience. Hickory Point Bank, invested. Member FDIC.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Hater.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, heads up for any potential advertisers or consumers and customers. Next Tuesday is our big WSOY holiday auction. And it's not too late to get involved. It's a very unique deal for local businesses to get their wares out in front of people this holiday season, and you get some advertising in exchange. You can call our business office at 423-9744 if you're interested in being a part of the WSOY holiday auction. Eric Lee and myself in here for the full 3 hours, along with Matt and Jeff and Lindsay and the whole crew. We take phone calls. We do buy it now and bid items, and we go through tens of thousands of dollars in merchandise, local merchandise, all in that morning. So that's next Tuesday for 3 hours. Great deals for you shoppers out there. If you want to support the local economy and local businesses and get a huge discount in doing so, next Tuesday morning, starting at 6 o'clock, the WSOY holiday auction will be back. And once again, if you're an advertiser out there that wants to support and get involved and have us talk about your business and send people your way, please call us at 423-9744. Wait until 8 o'clock, though. Or you guys could leave a message.
Yeah, you can leave a message.
There's a hover bike that's finally here.
I saw this.
Did you see the picture of it?
I saw this.
Mm-hmm. This is your Jetson moment.
Mm-hmm.
The era of the hover bike is finally at hand. I was reading at NBCNews.com. You'll have to be pretty wealthy to have one. A California company recently announced that it would begin deliveries of its long-anticipated flying motorcycle at the first half of 2019 for an estimated price of $150,000. Now, my question is this. Where do you fly this? Where would it be legal? What kind of license do you have? I mean, you got to get licensed to do any, like a drone. How do you fly a motorcycle around?
That's a good question. I didn't even think about that.
It's called the HoverSurf S3, and it looks like a motorcycle mixed with like a quadcopter. So it's got a one seat, it's like a one rider thing, and it has four horizontally mounted electric propellers controlled by a pair of joysticks.
Sweet.
Sub 250-pound craft is designed to skim over the landscape at the company's specified safe altitude of about 16 feet and goes up to 60 miles an hour. As a lithium manganese nickel batteries that allow airborne jaunts of up to 25 minutes so far. That's just your battery life, according to the manufacturer. No license is needed to fly the carbon fiber craft as its low weight and low speed exempt it from FAA regulations. But with those fast-spinning propellers so close, you might need an extra measure of self-confidence. There's got to be some rules. I mean, you can't have an electric bike. I mean, that's illegal, right?
Yeah, I think so.
On the streets?
Yeah.
So where do you fly this? I mean, you can't just take this to Fairview Park and whip around 60 miles an hour, 16 feet in the air with these propellers. I wonder what these propellers are made out of.
Oh, I'm
sure. I mean, people are worried about these tiny little drones.
Yeah, I know. And now you're going to have people actually on the quadcopters.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you think?
I would love it. I think similar to probably the like the UTVs and stuff like that, you'd have people. I could see this as a great innovative tool for agriculture. Getting out and about in the fields.
I suppose. This thing looks like the Land Cruiser, you know what I mean, like in Star Wars. I mean, you're just like, it's a hover. I mean, I think about
the reboot of Star Trek when the motorcycle cop catches up with the young James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
Citizen.
But if you ran into somebody, I mean, it's going to, like, chop them up, right?
Yeah.
That's according to Richard Anderson, a professor of aerospace engineering at the Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Daytona Beach, Florida. I assume if you ran into somebody, it would chop them up. Chief Operating Officer said the vehicle has numerous safety features, including a computer-controlled system for stabilizing the craft and laser scanners for detecting and avoiding obstacles. To help ensure the safety of the rider and anyone who might get in the way, the company plans to offer extensive training to customers, and future models will be carried aloft, not by propellers, but by enclosed fans. I'm just not sure where you take, I mean, because you're really not supposed to have golf carts in the street. You're not supposed to, I mean, and you see people doing it, these dirt bikes.
Oh, yeah. You'll see people running forerunners up and down the street.
Yeah.
I have it on occasion in my neighborhood.
Yeah, so I guess you'd see some of this. There goes the guy in the hovercraft.
There's the hovercraft.
They got a YouTube video of it. I mean, this thing's real deal.
Oh, yeah.
150 grand. That's a lot of cabbage for something you can only ride around your backyard. Jetsons, I'm telling you.
Here
is Jeff Daly with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Enjoy today. Sunny skies up around 34 for a high, and then snow rolling in after midnight tonight, 26 the overnight low. Could see an inch of accumulation by dawn tomorrow, and then more snow on the way tomorrow, another 1 to 3 possible with a winter weather advisory in effect starting at 6. That'll continue till 6 o'clock tomorrow night, 33 your afternoon high. Friday sunny with a high of 41. 16 right now at the studios in downtown Decatur.
If your dream house includes a 4-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Los latinos tenemos un chance más alto de contraer enfermedades cardiovasculares porque somos más propensos a la obesidad, a padecer diabetes y a tener la presión alta. Por eso en Kaiser Permanente hemos creado protocolos de salud muy simples de seguir que, por ejemplo, han logrado reducir de manera importante las enfermedades cardiovasculares entre miles de nuestros miembros. Para saber más, visita cape.org/vivabien. Kaiser Permanente. Viva bien.
The Millikan Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season. And you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m. Plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour presented by Millikan University Fridays at 5 p.m.
Saturday, undefeated Moroa Forsyth takes on undefeated St. Teresa. Our coverage begins with the Road to the State Championship Tailgate Show, presented by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. The tailgate show starts at 11:30 with the kickoff to follow at 1. Plus, check out the unbeaten video series at nowdecatur.com. Moroa Forsyth, St. Teresa. Hear it on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Wednesday, you know, when you see these private companies doing something like a hovercraft, right? And there's like two, Kitty Hawk's working on one, there's like several. You wonder what they're doing at DARPA or what they've already done.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a piece in The Sun, which is kind of a rag over in the UK, that was writing about sniper bullets that never miss, weaponized insects, human experiments to boost brain power, that it is the most secret and controversial government lab we have. I mean, you don't really hear about DARPA too much, do you?
No, you rarely ever hear about it.
And it stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And it is the top secret U.S. government body that is literally there with space age innovations and revolutionizing the way America fights wars of the future. We think about like a hover bike, right? It would take landmines out of the scenario.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you think about the technology we talk about and all the stuff that's at our fingertips and your 10-year-old TV and what they're doing at DARPA. We really are living in a world that is hard to keep up with. We're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. We've got a lot to get to here today, only 1 hour in. You're listening to Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur.